It's an honor to be able to share the pulpit with my father. My father has, since as long as I can remember, been a hero to me. And his stories, I can still remember many of the stories that he told as I was growing up. In fact, I remember whenever we would go visiting, oftentimes he would visit a church, and when they found out he was a visiting missionary, pastor, we knew who was going to get to preach. And I kind of liked it, because my dad told stories. And today I've asked him to share. By the way, I just want to say welcome to Mark and Deb Holden. So glad you're here. Praise the Lord. You braved the coronavirus and you came. Praise God. Anyways, but I'm so glad that my father is here, and today it's not by accident that we're sharing this time together, because he has a special message to tell about the church in China, what happened. You know, we need to learn from the lessons of history. If we don't learn from history, we repeat the mistakes of the past. And so at this point in time, it is my privilege to turn the time over to my father as he shares the first part of this message. Dad?
Okay, here's the way we're going to do this. I'm going to go through this PowerPoint. The pictures, somebody said a picture is worth 1,000 words. Okay, so if that is true, then I'm just going to share some pictures, and then you will receive a handout. I want to warn you right now that there is way too much on the handout. You'll never, 1,000 years, you might be able to do it. It's just too much. A lot of Bible texts, a lot of historical notes. So I wanted to hand it out, because this is my style from overseas. I always hand out something. So, having said that, here we go. Oh, this is the older one. Okay, no it isn't. It's the good new one. Okay, let's look at the... Okay. Here's the deal. In 1949, when? 1949, the government of China changed. Chiang Kai-shek was driven to Taiwan and set up Nationalist China, which nowadays Taiwan is called ROC, Republic of China. Mao Zedong set up Communist China, so that was 49. You'll see a slide or two that will say this in just a second. The majority, how much did I say majority? Majority of the church members left the church. Not a Seventh-day Adventist thing. All Christianity suffered the same thing. So we're talking about Seventh-day Adventists. We're also talking about Christians in this one, okay? Then, from 49 to 58, they continued to leave and leave. Communists said, oh, we respect religion, but they started controlling, until, you'll see it in just a minute. So, then in 1966-76, Cultural Revolution, and the church disappeared off the landscape. Now, think about your church disappearing. Oh, we're a little church here. Maybe that's not a big thing. Think about big churches. You'll see some big Adventist churches, even in China. So, everything was lost. And by the time I got there in the 80s, little groups of Seventh-day Adventist Christians were popping up all over China. I could tell you some interesting stories about those. But let's understand right from the outset, the Holy Spirit factor. How is it that when you lose all your church members, you end up being stronger? Now, it's counterintuitive, isn't it? It doesn't make sense. But it does, because with God, everything makes sense. Okay, so let's see if we can get this thing going. Not, read it with me. Was God's Spirit continuing to work even when everybody seemed to abandon the church? Was the Holy Spirit still at work? Absolutely. I'd read the Chinese, but we don't have time for that. Okay. Chinese Union Mission. In these days, when I first created this, was Hong Kong, Taiwan, and China. Now the Chinese Union Mission is just China and Hong Kong. Taiwan is directly. Okay, 49, slightly more than 20,000 church members. Today there are more than? Okay, and I don't know if I have it. Ooh, I said 3,500. Scratch that 3. It's 4,500 churches in China. Minus a few. What did I say? Minus a few. Because Xi Jinping, the current premier of China, is really cracking down. And my best friend asked the leaders, are you worried? You know what they said? These are today's church leaders. They said, been there, done that, not a problem. We'll find a way. And this is the reason why I started thinking about this several months ago. Didn't say anything to Pastor James, and he started working on this, and we just suddenly, this weekend, are converging. Surprise. Okay. Big churches in China to this day. This is a Seventh-day Adventist church. It's not a three-self church. Many of our churches worship in three-self government churches. This is a Seventh-day Adventist. You say, whoa, have you ever seen a church like that? Well, how about that one? Or inside, how about that one? That's a Seventh-day Adventist church in communist China. And now granted, the government puts their fingers in a little bit, but we have decided that if you cooperate with the government, they'll cooperate with you and you can run your own program. A lot of churches maintain an adversarial relationship, which simply means they fight the government, and so the government fights them. Don't fight the government. Cooperate. And you want to hear something interesting? They've even allowed us to print legally. I mean, there's a lot of illegal printing of the Spirit prophecy. Legally, Desire of Ages has been printed and available to anybody in China without any problem. Christ's Object Lessons, as I recall, was the other one. Okay. Xiangjiang, Zhejiang, this is over on the coast. How many times have you seen an Adventist church look like this? Huh? Okay, moving on. Mocenghu in Zhejiang province, okay. Let's see if we can go back one. Okay, this is the same church where I told the story. Big church, little church. Big church, okay? This is Shanghai Muangthong. I've been there many times. Okay, medium-sized churches. Oops, skipped one here. When they ran out of bricks, they started using rocks. Okay, but they still built a church. This is up in the mountains of Yunnan province down in the south. Hundreds of house churches, hundreds. Some of them recognized by the government, some of them not. Oops, skipped one again. Poor churches. Another poor church. Some places, no church building. Worship in nature. Amen. Down in a, but this wasn't by choice, though. I mean, just because they wouldn't allow them to build a church. Okay. Okay. North China baptism. I've done this. This is not me. I don't have nice black hair. But I've baptized in tubs also in China. Little scary, but we do it. My friend says, we have it all set up. He's an Australian Chinese. It's all set up, Pastor. We're ready for the baptism. And then at the very last minute, they discovered there was no tub. And it was only a shower. We don't do that. sprinkling or pouring or whatever. So they said, oh, we'll get it. It was in a hotel, so they got another one. Okay. This young man, he's younger here, he's pastor of a 1,000-member church today. And within a mile distance, there's a lady that's pastor of a 5,000-member Adventist church. Okay. So, I mean, this is in Shenyang. Okay, welcome to the Miao. Very much, these are like the mountain people of Taiwan. And, members participate building. This is a church membership record before 1949. That was the Chinese. That was for free. The big church, I don't have a picture of the church here, the 5,000-member church, but you can see these are the people that were just there to lay the foundation of that church. Adventist church, mind you. Even though, okay, Campfire in Yunnan, New Start Center, challenges, okay? 1.4 billion people in China. Big city evangelism, take a good look. We lived here for 26 years. We stack them in. Okay, let's go back here. Voice of Hope, this is AWR Asia. We called it Voice of Hope back there, Xiwang Zhisheng. Nowadays it's Adventist World Radio, although we still use this because it's in Chinese, it sounds better. Sorry, folks. Chinese does sound good in spots. Okay, see this young man? Today his hair is totally white. He is, sweetheart, how much older is, he's probably 5 years older than us. Okay, spent 15 years in prison. Oh, how would you like to be minus 15 years of your life? The Venerable David Lin, who I knew personally, he spent 20 years. Where are the men? I wrote this on there. A lot more women come to church than men. Sorry, men, we need to work on... Yes, we need to work on this. Okay, 56 ethnic groups that have their own local languages. Do you think China has a problem? Okay, church splits, 2 Adventist churches, 11 inches, and a whole world apart. Exists today. But one thing about the Adventist church, the emperor syndrome is still alive. One thing about the Adventist church, they split, they still c- keep going, and some of them become even more evangelistic. Yeah, just roll with the punches and keep growing your church. I admire their dedication, bridge over troubled waters, a bridge connecting two regions, persecution on one side, worship on the other. So now there's two churches here. One, the on one side, the old church is not used, but the one on the other side, you can see it in the background, there seats 150 people every Sabbath. 37 years ago, during the Cultural Revolution, these two young ladies hand-copied the whole Bible. Now, keep in mind, there will come a time, according to Revelation 13, when we will not be able to meet in nice places like this. This is the reason your pastor is going to share the Bible with us on small groups. And Bill, thank you for your little speech here. I'm all about small groups. The first church and the only church I planted in Hong Kong, or was involved in the planting of, was in Hong Kong just a few years ago. Powerful. Starts with small groups. Here's the whole Bible, folks. Old Testament and New Testament. Hand copied. Okay. Adversity is not, how about coming to church today? Okay, a church destroyed 3 years ago. It's not 3 years ago. It's because I made this a few years. Here's another one. This is church, folks. The government, if they don't like you, they do two things. In China, if they want to close your church, they'll feng shi lai, means, remember when, in America, when you have an accident or something, they put this yellow ribbon thing, and it basically says, it's police line, don't go in there. Well, we do that in China, too, or the government does that. Or they'll just come in. Pingxian, not far from Shanghai, we were building a new church that would have seated well over 1,000 people. They were almost done with the church. The government decided to blow it up. They did. And the church was gone. They split into three groups. And just a year or two later, you add those three groups up, and they had far more people than they originally had. People, enjoy your small church, because you can know each other and you can support each other. And small groups, Pastor, is exactly the important thing for nurturing. China is the greatest mission field in the world. And we'll end with that.